right, and we're back with our episode 3 of Midwest Punks podcast. I'm Carl, and Brian is here as well. We're happy to be here again. We just wrapped up episode 2 not too long ago. We kind of delved into a couple local bands, and we threw that up on Facebook, so make sure you go over and find us Facebook/ Midwest Punks podcast.
Yep.
And check that out. You can always stream the episodes on there and on the website from Lakeshore Public Radio, where we record out of. And Brian and I both work here as well. So it's a public radio station in Northwest Indiana. And that's why we're trying to bring some highlights to Chicago, Northwest Indiana, just bands from the Midwest. But we're also just covering punk music too. Brian and I are punk fans. And so that's what we're kind of going to do this week. I just wanted to throw an episode together of some cover songs. Brian, that was your idea, and I think that's pretty cool.
I'd like me some cover songs. So
yeah, and there's no shortage of them out there, and they're always it's always funny to hear the wide range of songs that some of the bands that we know will cover, and we're going to highlight some of those right now, and hopefully you know, some might be a little funny, but they're all good listens.
Yeah.
So we're definitely going to kind of go through a list here and see what we can get to. I've mentioned on previous podcasts that Brian and I had either Jose or Dee, who also work at the studio and know what they're doing here with the soundboard and stuff, holding our hands, but Brian and I are trying to walk on our own today. So
yeah.
Brian's behind there. He's got all the buttons and everything. I got the easy job. I just have to talk. So
see if I hit the wrong buttons.
Yeah. But, you know, I think we're getting better every episode, and we're looking forward to bringing more. We got a few more ideas for some fun podcast coming up, and we definitely are looking at some local bands that we want to get out and see, and we're trying to make some contacts and see if we can get somebody to even come in for one of the shows or call in, maybe play some songs live. We're definitely going to keep this thing growing, but for now, we got some punk cover songs. So, Brian, you had the majority of the songs on the list, and you did the work of getting all the links up, so who do you want to pull up first?
Let's start with the Ataris, Boys of Summer.
Okay.
The Don Henley song. So,
The Eagles, released by the Eagles in 1984, I'm looking at, thanks to Google.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not a huge Eagles fan. But definitely know the song well from radio plays. But.
Yeah, according to Google, released in 1984 by the Eagles.
Nice.
Vocalist and drummer. The Eagles vocalist and drummer, Don Henley. I should finish reading.
Yeah.
lyrics were written primarily by Don Henley, and music was composed by Mike Campbell and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. So some pretty big names there.
Yeah.
And now the Ataris covered it.
Let's,
so
let's listen to it and see how they did. Now I got to figure out how to hit these buttons. Right? Here we go. We'll be right back.
right. So that was the Ataris covering Boys of Summer, an Eagles song, and or by Eagles bandmate Don Henley. Just a cool one, Brian, that you said that was one of your favorites. And
yeah, it's a pretty good cover. Yeah. I'd say they kind of do their own thing with it, and not just the straight-up cover of the band or the original song.
Yeah, and that's always cool. I mean, I know we keep referring back to that one album where Rancid and NoFX covered each other's songs, and they each kind of did their own take on it. And I think that makes it cool. You're not just, replaying the song. And I know last episode we talked about Screeching Weasels was on that album with Ramones covers. And they said, some of those they didn't change because those are the Ramones. You don't want to change those too much. But they played them a little faster, actually, which is pretty cool. So let's move right into the next one. I mean, we got a kind of long list here. We're going to try and get to it, not talk as much. So, conversation's good, but right now we just want to play some music and let you, have this playing in the background when you're doing something on the weekend or whatever it is. What's next, Brian? We got...
Let's go to the Blink 182, the Dancing With Myself cover, okay. The Billy Idol song.
Yeah, so yeah. Billy Idol in the 70s was with Generation X. It was a punk band, and we were just looking up. He's still touring. He's raising some money for Australia right
now.
How old
is he now? 65?
64, 65, yeah. Mm-hmm. But he's doing a benefit for Australia right now with the fires and everything. Blink 182, they're still touring, I believe, too. They had kind of went their separate ways for a little while. Some of them had some separate bands, but I'm pretty sure they're back together now. Tom DeLonge and Travis Barker and Mark Hoppus. So they're still playing and they're still touring. They were just, I think they're just in Chicago for something too. But have you ever seen Blink 182 live at all?
I've never seen them live, no.
Neither have I. Yeah, I haven't either. But yeah, so they're still doing their thing. And this is their cover of
Dancing with Myself.
Billy had a song.
Let's hear it.
Selection and the mirror's reflection. I'll be dancing with myself. When there's no one else inside, I get a crowded, lonely life. I've waited so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing with myself. Oh, oh, I'm dancing with myself. Oh, oh, dancing with myself. When there's nothing to lose and there's nothing to prove, I'll be dancing with myself. Oh, oh, oh. If I looked all over the world, and there's every type of girl, but their empty eyes seem to pass me by, and I'm dancing with myself. So let's seek another drink, cause it'll give me time to think. If I had the chance,
right, so that was some Blink-182. If you couldn't tell by the voice, they have a pretty familiar voice that everybody's you can recall when you hear them. That was them covering the Dancing With Myself. That was the Billy Idol song, Dancing With Myself. And so, like we were talking, he's still around, they're still around, and now there is a cover of Dancing With Myself. So, pretty good.
It's a pretty good cover. I think it's, again, another song. I kind of like covers that they don't just do the song, you know?
Yeah.
It's like... They're not just going through the motions. So hearing something that they put their own spin on it. So
yeah, and fun. Just like the one we're going to hear right now. So we have a good old fashioned Johnny Cash song, "Ring of Fire," and "Social Distortion."
Can't go wrong with some Johnny Cash.
No, not at all.
Or some "Social Distortion."
Yeah, and likewise, we didn't have it on our list, but Johnny Cash covered the. Oh, what's the song that Johnny Cash covered? I'm drawing a blank.
The Nine Inch Nails song?
Yeah, the Nine Inch Nails song. You know, and everybody thinks that was his originally just because, you know, you think in your head Johnny Cash was here before Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
But he actually covered theirs. I mean, imagine being a band, having a song, and Johnny Cash just calls you up and, hey there, can I cover your song? You know,
I think you win right
yes,
there.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. I mean, that's pretty impressive for them. And now they did the same thing here, and they covered a Social Distortion song. So, I mean, Social D, always a good band to listen to, always fun to watch. So, I played a couple of their songs for my son when he was a baby, and he was jumping around listening to some Social Distortion.
Yeah, Carl's kid responds to punk music.
Yes,
he goes
he does.
To sleep to it and everything. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's older now. He's 3 and a half. But, yeah, when he was a baby and, had to rock him to sleep, and I'd be lights out in the kitchen and some music playing on Bluetooth speaker, and I'd be like, you know what? Let's see what happens. And I just put on some Ramones, some Green Day, some Rancid, just going through a playlist of some punk bands, and he would fall right to sleep. I would be air guitaring on his butt and everything and just kind of rocking around. And then he got a little older. We'd play some music videos on YouTube, and he would have his little toy guitars and kind of jump around. And now he headbangs with me, and we jump around doing the pogo dance, just jumping up and down
in
the kitchen.
No idea what that is, but...
When you jump up and down.
Oh, just straight up and down.
Yeah. So, somebody called it the pogo. I think, Sid Vicious or something.
Oh, yeah, okay. I know what you're talking about.
So,
in my head, I was thinking, you're on a pogo stick.
I mean, I'm just jumping on pogo sticks, listening to punk music. That shows you right there. Even a baby can get down to some punk music. So
Midwest punks, put it on, your kids will fall right to sleep.
Yep, exactly. Maybe we'll make that a thing sometime on our Facebook page. Share some pictures. I follow a couple groups, and there's always parents who are showing their kids and leather vests and mohawks and just full on punk attire and just rocking out to. I just watched one the other day. It was a kid just staring at the TV, kind of mesmerized, and it was a Rancid music video of them playing, and. So that's always really cool. So maybe that'll be a thing we'll do, and people can share their pictures and videos of their kids rocking out, and I'll put mine up there and make that a thing. But getting off topic here, let's get back to Ring of Fire, Social Distortion, they're covering Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Fiery rain.
And that was Ring of Fire, Social Distortion's cover of the Johnny Cash song you're probably familiar with. we're going to play another song here, but while that one is playing, I feel like I got to bring it up. Ryan and I were talking. We keep bringing up the Facebook page. It's a you know, obviously a good way for us to spread the word about the podcast, but we've been, you know, having – we each had a lot of stuff going on. I had jury duty last week, so that was fun. But with everything here at work and everything else, we hadn't been paying attention to it, really. We've just kind of been posting and letting it flow. And just went to take a look. We're up to, like, double the likes that I thought we were. It's just 20, but still, it doubled in a few days. We posted the episode last time, and we had covered local bands Lights Over Bridgeport and Zombie Schoolboy. Both of them liked our post about it, and just noticed that Lights Over Bridgeport actually, you know, shared the episode and gave a special thanks to us and stuff. So that's pretty cool. Awesome. To me, that's an accomplishment.
Yeah, right.
Hey, you know,
doing what we love here, more than just hoping, our moms to spread the word.
Yeah, more than just our moms and our girls. At yeah, home, right. Liking the page. So
more than just putting Carl's kid to sleep.
Yeah. So we're taking off. No, but we'll see. We'll keep going. And
20 followers. Yep.
Yep. Just make your way over there if you haven't already, and like, give us a like. We're going to keep sharing more and more stuff and episodes and some extra stuff. So who knows? We're just trying to have some fun with it, right? So
yeah, anything you want to hear, you know, if you got local bands, send them our way, and yeah, we'll get them on the air here.
Definitely. We're local. They're local. It works out. So
so what do we want to hear next here, Carl?
Okay, so we're going to jump over to one of my recommendations for a cover song. Green Day's cover of My Generation. This was nice. On their Kerplunk album, and it was I think it was a bonus song on that Kerplunk album, but it was their cover of The Who's My Generation. So quick little heads up, we have to be radio appropriate,
yeah,
as much as possible. So Brian's gonna have to turn it down real quick. They threw in a little expletive.
Yeah, we might have to do a little editing after this.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
here.
It's just one little instance of it. So just we'll try and turn the volume down real quick, turn it right back up. You won't even notice. So, all right. Well, yeah, if you got it queued up, Brian, let's hear Green Day covering My Generation.
All right, here we go.
Well, people try to put us talking about my generation just because we get around. Talking about my generation. Well, things ain't too awful. Talking about my generation. I'll die before I get old. Y'all just fade away. Talking about my generation. And don't try to dig what we own. Talking about my generation. I'm not trying to cause a big sense. Talking about my generation. Yes, talking about my generation. Talking about my generation. Y'all just fade away. Talking about my generation. And don't try to dig what we own. Talking about my generation. I'm not trying to cause a big sense. Talking about my generation. Yes, talking about my generation. Talking about my generation.
Green Day covering My Generation by The Who, and that was off their album Kerplunk. Like I said, that was one of their first albums. So I know we covered Green Day on the first episode, and we were covering the bands that kind of got us into punk music, and they were my number one, and I remember listening to them headphones, this portable CD player, sitting in the back of my parents' van, driving somewhere. And still listen to them. They got some, you know, their music has kind of gotten crossed over to some different genres and stuff like that. Got a new sound to it, but they definitely making music and doing what they like. So
yeah, aren't they on Broadway now?
Yeah. They've done a Broadway thing. They've done movies. They've done documentaries. So they're all over the place. But that was their cover of The Who, My Generation. So got another one that was from another band that was on my list for the originals that got us into punk music was the Ramones. And they have a few songs that they've covered and people obviously cover in their songs. But this was them covering Have You Ever Seen the Rain by CCR, Creedence Coldwater.
Clearwater, yeah.
Clearwater, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think this is pretty cool. I mean, Joey Ramone's voice is pretty, you know, it's different than CCR's voice. What, you know, I can't think of the singer.
Yeah,
from
I don't
CCR,
know this cover. I've never heard it.
Yeah, so but
I am curious to hear it.
Yeah, well, it's a good one, and it's the Ramones. Can't go wrong with the Ramones. So we have Have You Ever Seen the Rain by the Ramones. That was the Ramones, exactly what I would expect from a Ramones covering a CCR song. That was Joey Ramone belting out those lyrics, and we're going to kind of shift gears now. If that was Ramones, that's one of the iconic punk bands in the scene and stuff, and we're going to come up, like we were just talking, a little bit to the early 2000s, and might have even been late 90s, but the emo-ish, pop-punk-ish kind of taking off, and this is a band. We both have a song. I think they did an album where they did a lot of cover songs, so this is Newfound Glory we have coming up, and we each had a song from them on our list of covers, so your song, what was your song, Brian?
This is Peter Cetera, the Glory of Love. It's the theme song from The Karate Kid,
okay.
The 80s movie, yeah.
Yeah, so... So yeah, we got
get us a little jump start on the Valentine's Day coming up.
Yeah, there we go. And I think that's hint. That's one of our ideas for our next episode, or one of the next episodes, because that's coming up right around the corner. Some punk love songs.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll throw it out there on Facebook and see if anybody's got any recommendations. But we got a list.
Yeah.
So, but we'll get that going. Again, follow us on Facebook, Midwest Punks podcast.
Yeah,
podcast.
Check it out.
But right now we're going to play Newfound Glory covering Glory of Love. That was Newfound Glory covering Glory of Love, the soundtrack to Karate Kid, and you could hear it in those lyrics. But
yeah, they, Sweet the Leg, Johnny.
And did you see the remake of that one?
I did, with Will Smith's kid.
Yeah. I didn't watch it.
Jackie Chan.
I just didn't see it though. But
yeah, not the same. But
imagine
got its own unique qualities.
Yeah. Well, like we said, we had two songs by Newfound Glory because they had a whole album where they, actually, I guess they had three albums. It was from the screen to your stereo, and they had like three volumes of it, and they were all covers, like the name suggests, they were all covers of, songs from like movies and stuff that made it big. And obviously you can hear that in a lot of these ones, that they're kind of, love songs, kind of, that's what movies are a lot of times, right? They're always, you know, the guy and the girl and blah, blah, and then they somehow they meet up later at a dance.
Kind of montage song, yeah, right.
And then Newfound Glory's belting out Glory of Love, you know, so, but yeah, so the one that I can recall hearing, and I just looked, and this is an original song from Sixpence None the Richer.
Yeah.
They came out in 97 with this song, Newfound Glory covered it in 2007, so 10 years later they're covering this song. But I could just 2007, I had just graduated high school and stuff, so I remember like being out in the summer and this song, everyone just playing this song.
Make me feel old, Carl. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. And then later that next summer or something, I had seen them at that Warped Tour I've referred to. I went to Warped Tour down in Indy, and they played there. So I did actually see Newfound Glory live. I remember one of the guys I was with, he tried crowd surfing and made it all the way like over to one end, and people just dropped him. And yeah, that was pretty painful. So I'm into mosh pits. I don't crowd surf, though. It's not for me. Don't want a bunch of random people groping me and touching me and relying on them to keep me from
stealing my wallet. I'm always afraid I'm going to lose my wallet.
Yeah, that too. But yeah, so this is Newfound Glory covering Sixpence None the Richer's Kiss Me song. So pretty good one. And take a listen. Newfound Glory again, covering Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer. So that was off of one of their albums. Like we said, they had three or so albums that were all cover songs from soundtracks and movies that were popular. So not going to sit there and just piggyback off their albums, but there was two of them that we were both familiar with. And now we're going to play a song, Brian, that you had found. It was a band... I wasn't familiar with
this. This is one of my favorite punk covers of all time. I think I like it better than the original song, and not that I'm a huge Cure fan, but this is Close to Me by The Cure, covered by the Get Up Kids.
Yeah, and I'm familiar with The Cure, but I hadn't heard of the Get Up Kids, and just good old Google, they said that they were formed in the 90s, and they're actually from the Midwest, because Kansas City, Missouri... I guess Missouri's kind of the Midwest, so. That's what, according to Wikipedia and Google, they were one of the influential emo punk bands in the Midwest. So, fitting for the Midwest Punks podcast, right? So,
yeah.
So let's hear it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
the Get Up Kids covering Close to Me by The Cure. And like I said, I wasn't really familiar with them, but going to have to check them out for sure. And maybe we'll add them to our playlist and play them again some other song, because they were a Midwest emo punk band.
Yeah, they got some good stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So running out on time. It goes quick when you're in here. You know, but sometimes we're always sitting back in our offices and stuff and just trying to talk about, like, man, we got to fill up some... Get some songs going to fill up the time, and then you get in here, and it just goes fast. So
yeah, our list is double the size of this.
And yeah, not even going to... And we've been trying to not ramble on or nothing.
But, yeah.
So we'll go right back into it. This is another one, Brian. This was on your list for the bands that got us into the punk music.
Yeah, early on, our first episode.
Yep, first episode, and you cited them. So it's a... if you're a punk fan at all, and you're familiar with the staple bands, you're going to know it by the name of the song, but Viva Las Vegas, an Elvis Presley song.
Yeah, we had to actually look that up, make sure it was Elvis before.
Yeah, Elvis brought that song to us in 64, I think it was. Yeah. So, and this is Dead Kennedys covering Viva Las Vegas. So, again, I remember listening to this song. I'm sure you do too. And if you haven't heard it, here it is. Viva Las Vegas, Elvis Presley song, and Dead Kennedys doing a punk cover of it. So, again, we've got a few more songs I think we're going to be able to fit in. And the next one is going to be, it's another Midwest band with ties to the Chicago area right here, the Smoking Popes. Brian, this was on your list, and I know I've heard some other stuff before. I'm not as familiar with them as you might be, but just I know they're from the Chicago area, and they...
Yeah, they're a different sound, you know, not the standard punk sound. Mm-hmm. They slow it down just a little bit here for us. So, but it's a pretty amazing cover of the Pure Imagination from
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Chocolate Factory, yes.
Nice. So, have some flashbacks while you're listening to this.
Yeah, but, right.
Yeah, hopefully I'm interested. I haven't heard this, so I'm interested in hearing this one.
Yeah, let's just get right into it.
Yeah, sure. Smoking Popes with the cover of Pure Imagination. Pure Imagination, you might have recognized from the Willy Wonka movie back in the day, and that was the Smoking Popes,
yeah,
Midwest Smoking band Popes. Bringing it to us. So we're going to try and squeeze in two more songs here before we're out of time. And Brian, you got one from 7 Seconds is the band.
Yep, 7 Seconds.
And this is their cover of 99 Red Balloons.
By Nina.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I know Goldfinger covered this song as well. Goldfinger, I remember them from the, like, 90s alternative era and stuff. But I don't know if I've heard this one, but familiar with the song, and it's going to be good. So.
Yeah, it's a pretty good cover. It's a upbeat song already, so it fits well in a punk version.
Yeah, and I don't think I've heard 7 Seconds much that I know of. A lot of times you just hear songs, and then, you know, later you find out who it is, but... you're familiar with the band?
Oh yeah, 7 Seconds is a little less poppy sounding, so
okay.
More of your
rough
sound to the punk,
a little hardcore punk going
more
on.
Hardcore,
cool. Yeah, well I'm ready.
All right, let's give it a listen.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons. With the money we've got, set them free at the break of dawn. To one by one, they were gone. The clock has passed, but he's been the software. Blast the message, something's out there floating in the summer sky. 99, red balloons go by. Yo! Floating
it's all over and I'm standing pretty in this dust that was a city. I can find a souvenir just to prove the war was here. And here is a red balloon. I think of you and let it go.
And that was 7 Seconds covering 99 Red Balloons. So, yeah, definitely, I think I'm going to have to check out 7 Seconds. Sounds like a band I'd like, and that was just a cover song. So I'm looking forward to checking them out. Thanks for the heads up on that one, Brian.
Yeah, check them out. They're pretty amazing.
We're going to play out now with on a positive note, I think. And again, I'm a little biased with the Ramones, but this is a Joey Ramone cover of the Louis Armstrong song, What a Wonderful World. And so that's a good one to play out on. And again,
it's a great song.
Yeah, I know. And his take on it is, of course, just awesome because it's Joey Ramone.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
But again, episode 3 in the books. Thanks for tuning in. And we're going to keep this going. We're going to throw out some polls on Facebook, get some suggestions from you guys. So follow us. Facebook.com/MidwestPunks podcast and share it with your friends, call in, tag your favorite bands, everything. So, Brian, episode 3, done.
Excellent. Yeah, thank you all for listening. And here we go with the Ramones.
What a wonderful world.
What a wonderful world.